Hello, everyone, and welcome to Oh, a Podcast, the podcast about playing games and making games, brought to you by Oarock Studios. I'm Paul Franzen, the head boy of Oarock.
And I'm Michael Gray. I'm the head author of Oarock Studios.
How we doing, Michael?
Oh, I'm still kind of sick from yesterday, but I should be able to hang on for the rest of this podcast.
I hope so. I mean, we could just get AI to record the podcast for us at this point, right? Like, we don't actually have to be here anymore, I don't think.
That was something I experimented with, and I was kind of disappointed by, because the new AI... Well, I guess there's like three different AIs now, but ChatGPT is limited to like 600 words. That's as much as it will publish at a time. And so that's not good if I want to write a 50,000 word game. Theory not good.
I think after you give it a prompt and it gives you the output, you can say something like, give me the next part of the script, and it'll work. I think I've seen people do that before.
So I have, but it only works like two or three times, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I meant to do that with one of my video game like outlines, but I did not. I did it with the Hardy Boys book that I outlined for what was it? State Home Detective 3, I think.
Yeah, we've been playing around with that stuff a bit in the Oarock Discord. Michael just posted an AI version of this very podcast. Earlier I posted a script for a future Cat President game generated by AI, and at one point I was also using the AI to generate possible titles for the Moms game. I can't believe that's a thing that it let me do, but it did.
It works really well, actually. I did that a couple times when working on the Cat President script. So it's like, okay, I need a name for like a cat detective. I just said, hey, just give me a list of 10 like cat detective names, and yeah. It worked great. But I did not see the the Cat President storyline made by AI. Now I'm sad.
Let me see. I think it's in
maybe general.
Did I put it under general? Yeah, I put it in general. I tried it a couple different ways. Yeah, wait. So this line right here, this line in one of the versions was so upsetting. It posits that the main character's name is Sarah, so it says Sarah. This is her line of dialogue. I don't know what to do. They're all so handsome and charming, and they all seem to like me. Like, that's almost verbatim a line from Cat President 1.
Oh no.
That is just wild.
Oh, how did you get one that was more than 600 words? You're lucky.
And like, you can even tell it to like put it in the form of a script for a dating sim, and it does that.
Nice. Yes, that's right. Sarah becomes smitten with all three cats. I don't know what to do. They're all so handsome and charming.
Yeah. Isn't that almost literally a line from Cat President 1?
Oh no.
I think that's like right near the end of the intro to Cat President 1, right before you choose what pathway you're doing.
Feline Love in the White House. Oh. Ooh, that's nice. That's a good name. Yeah, because I looked up a couple of names for the moms. Okay, hold on a second. I'm getting distracted. And I got distracted by a clickbait article about how CDs are terrible and nobody listens to CDs anymore. And I'm like, what? Why? Because I still do that. So maybe I'm outdated.
Really? I haven't for a really long time. I'm sorry, Michael.
How do you listen to like new music? Just the radio, I guess?
I think I'm also weird in the way I listen to music. I mean, I do it all on my computer. I don't do it on my phone. Well, actually, I'm in my mid to late 30s, so I don't listen to a lot of new music anyway. Most of the music I'm listening to is songs that I ripped off of a CD like 20 years ago and still have in my ancient copy of iTunes on my computer. So I'm not really the person to ask either. I definitely don't just like listen to a CD.
So what I've been doing recently, I mean, ever since like I got a new phone, I've been trying to actually have a music library. So I occasionally will pick up a CD from the library and then rip the CD. And what I'm finding out more often than most is I don't like all the songs on a CD. And it's just a pain to go through and listen to all the songs and delete the ones I don't like.
Sure.
But that's what I've been doing, so. Anyway, with the Moms game, I think I added two more possible titles. What was it?
Oh, did you?
Write Your Heart Out, Mom's Love, a novel romance, and The Right Match. I think those are the only three I added.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Mom's Love, a novel romance. That's pretty good. Because that's really the hard thing, right, is that you want to have something indicative of moms in the title, and you want something indicative of the book writing aspect, because those are both like essential parts of the game. Like, you don't want to just do one or the other. You really want to have both in order to express what the game is about. Mom's Love, a novel romance. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Love, literature, and a mom. That's a good one, too.
I really like, yeah, that was one ChatGP gave me. Love, mm-hmm. literature, and a mom. I enjoyed that one a lot.
Write together, love forever. Whew.
Yeah. But see, some of the ones that ChatGP gave me, I tried to get both the mom and the book elements in there, and it wasn't always pulling it off. So, like, some of these are really good just for a visual novel that's about writing or, you know, being an author in general, like co-authoring love or the co-authored heart. Like, those would both be really good for a dating sim about authors, but they don't have the mom aspect. Or one that just has the mom aspect is, for example, Maternal Musings, a dating sim.
And that has nothing to do with writing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or this extremely upsetting title, A Mother's Touch, a Lover's Heart.
I don't know about that one, yeah.
I don't know that is a game that I would be comfortable playing.
I'm gonna look up titles for a cat president dating sim.
Ooh.
I'll just make it do that. Oh, Feline in Love, Perfect Match, Love is in the Meow, Catitude, Clossom Romance.
Love is in the Meow!
Yes. The Presidential Purr, a cat dating simulator. Catnip of Love, Positively in Love. The First Cat. That's a question. What do we call the person who's married to the cat president? Do they get a name like the first cat?
They're probably like the first human, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or no. Or would it just be like, first, I don't know.
First lady,
because it isn't necessarily
man,
always going
yeah.
to be human. I guess it could just be, it could be first human or first cat, depending on who the spouse is. Because I'm sure in the actual cat president universe, I'm sure there have been cat couples in the White House, not just cat human couples.
Mm-hmm. Like this one, furry love dating the president of the cats.
All right. I'm trying brainstorm names for the third game in a dating game about cat presidents. I was just hoping it would give me some good three puns.
Third game in the
series. A lot of the third date. That's what it's going for. Feline Hearts, the third date. Whisker Wonderland, Cat President's Love Story Continues. Meow Mixer 3, The Cat President's Courting. Love at First Scratch, Cat President's Third Adventure.
That just makes it seem like it's the same president, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Third Time's the Charm. I think I actually was playing around with that when I was brainstorming subtitles. Purred Times the Charm, something like that.
Part 3.
Cat President's Ooh. Third Chance at Love.
Well, with the Moms game, I think I did like four things with the Moms game. Was I finished all the pictures for Nerdy Mom. I didn't actually go through
right,
and play
yes.
through the entire pathway to see if all the pictures fit. So I just assume if one looks terrible, you will replace it.
That's a pretty good assumption, yeah.
Like if she had a shocked face.
It's been looking really... Good
when
so
she's
far.
Not supposed yeah. to. Yeah. I was gonna ask about some of the AI generated characters, like say the cowboy. Did you want like him to have a second expression at some point? I wasn't gonna give him like
Man, that is a great question.
10, but I could easily just have him have an angry mouth when he shouts at you. That would be easy enough.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That's sort of something I was thinking about too. Is like maybe we just want to have a bunch of expressions for the four main mom characters, and maybe just like a few for the side characters, or like even none. Like, could we get away with none, or should we? Yeah, maybe we should do like one or like two, or something. We probably don't need to go as wild with those. I would think. Also, some of the characters are probably going to be harder than others to create expressions for, like. The evil blobby alien guy. I think it might be tough to figure out how to do expressions on him.
Ooh, have you actually got a picture of the evil blobby alien guy? I want to look at it now.
Yes,
I have not seen this. I just have my stock art photo of the blobby alien guy.
General Vulgar, that's his name. Yes. General Vulgar. He looks quite vulgar, I think.
Okay, it's going to take like 5 minutes, by the way, for this to actually work, because Google Drive is slow.
Oh.
Other things? Now the games were reprogrammed, so they work in HD. So, I mean, all the puzzles for that pathway. I haven't done the ones in the other pathways yet.
You should see, too, in the... I got up to the fourth puzzle in the coding I've been doing, and I added a little video for the end of that one. And I think it looks pretty cool. I'll just leave it there. A little tease.
Oh, yeah. It's been a couple days. Well, I mean, this past week or so, I've been working on the Cat President 3 scripts. But the last thing I did for the Moms game was, something was on my list, but you did it anyway, was figuring out the fantasy name for the Nerd Mom.
Yeah, that ended up not being too hard. I think I used some of the code we used for, the Oregon City game, because we figured out code that lets us like identify individual letters in a name that was inputted by the player. So I was able to use that to figure out what the last letter of this character's name would be, and then change the fantasy name as appropriate. So I was able to do that, and it works really well.
Okay, I got distracted figuring out, we've got four different channels on the Oarock Studios Discord. Wow, there's like stuff published in each of them. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's mostly just me, but sometimes we see a few other people pop in. The Crowbar, Brancliff, Clawbert Downey Jr., hello to all of you if you're listening to this.
Right, because I haven't been following any of the other Discord channels I'm involved with, besides for the one that's for Idol Miner Tycoon, which is just a phone game. As the people that are on there are just like super intense about analyzing the game and figuring out the best combination of players and stuff like that. But they find glitches and cheats and stuff like that, and that's what I'm more interested in. But I didn't look at any of these others, like the Nancy Drew ones or the Game Cola ones, haven't touched in months.
That's all right. I probably said this before, but I often feel like I'm too old. I shouldn't be allowed on Discord. I feel like I'm past the age limit for it.
Well, I'm sure there has to be a way that it will just show you the newest posts in whatever like 12 things you're following. Rather than me having to check them individually every single time there's something new.
Yeah, that would be pretty helpful, wouldn't it? Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Alrighty, is there anything else to talk about? How long has the podcast been going? Oh, it's only been 20 minutes. That's great.
No, it has not been that long. I was just letting you be distracted for a bit. Yeah, so what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Cat President? Do you want to talk about Mom's Game? You want to talk about Nicktoons?
Is there anything new to talk about with Cat President or Mom's Game or Nicktoons? I did go to the mall today, and the one store had a bunch
okay,
of,
that's
like,
all I want to talk about.
It had a bunch of nostalgia merchandise. They had, like, stuff for a Goofy movie. I'm like, I don't know why there's more merchandise for a Goofy movie now than there was in, like, 1996. I definitely would have worn a
store
Goofy t-shirt. There's, like, five, like, stores at the mall, which I think are aimed at, like, middle schoolers and high schoolers and stuff like that. I think this one was Box Lunch. But,
yes! Oh, I love Box Lunch! We don't have one at our local mall, but we do in the one in Syracuse. Yeah, it definitely feels like it's for 30-year-olds. Because, like, a lot of it is, like, stuff from our era. Goofy movie, I always see, like, Friends and Gilmore Girls merchandise. Like, I saw a lot of Avatar The Last Airbender last time I was there, too.
Yeah.
And I like that it's, like, every X amount of dollars you spend there, it, like, buys a lunch for people in need, something like that. So that's nice, too. Man, you must have a big mall near you if you have, like, multiple stores selling stuff like that.
Well, I mean, Hot Topic is the same way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Hot Topic is a lot more, like, more modern anime stuff, specifically. And then also bands from the 1970s.
Yeah.
I don't really know what Hot Topic is going for.
Yeah. Nightmare Before Christmas had a ton of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guess that's always popular. I don't know.
Yeah, our local mall is in its death throes right now. I think, like, two-thirds of the stores are empty. Like, the most interesting store there is a Spencer's Gifts, which... Oh, did we talk... We talked about Spencer's Gifts before. You don't have that out in the West Coast, right?
We do, I think. I don't know if we've talked about
do.
It before.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember wandering into one, thinking it was going to be just like a Hot Topic, and was yeah, I had to run out of there quickly when I realized
I
what it was really
did.
Like. Oh boy!
Yeah. Oh, I had a last time I was there, I just was so happy because I saw a dad and his 8-year-old daughter wander in, and they're kind of looking at the stuff in the front, like, okay. And then they go to the back, and I see the dad very, very quickly ushering the daughter out of that store. you do not want to go to the back of a Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, no. Oh, here we go. Okay, so I'm trying to look up the picture they had on the Goofy art. Okay, because I saw, like, two different things of merch with the scene from the ending of a Goofy movie where Goofy and Max sing eye to eye in front of a huge crowd.
Oh.
So I'm checking the pictures now. For whatever reason, the merchandise in the store shut Max's eyes. Like, his eyes are a quarter of the way closed.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure why, because I'm looking up my, trying to look up the picture that they're obviously taking from, and his eyes are wide open in the picture. So slightly changed. I guess they must have used, like, a different frame of animation to pull that picture from.
Huh. I guess they wanted to show, like, how in the moment and excited Max was, or so concentrated on his dance moves, something like that, maybe. They wanted to really emphasize that. Or they just picked a frame at random. Who can say?
That probably is it, yeah. All right, I'll upload that to the podcast channel as well. I feel like real podcasters are able to upload pictures to the podcast show notes or something. But I don't
know. Oh, yeah, people are always talking about show notes.
Like, just check the show notes and you can see the photo, yeah. That involves a lot of work.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. So he'd actually... Now, looking at the picture, I'm not getting a sense of concentration from him. What I'm getting is a sense of under the influence of something.
Yeah, that's like... That's it's a weird still frame.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know that that's the choice I would have made.
Yeah, so I... Yeah.
What am I looking at? Is this like some sort of... bag or something
backpack,
that I'm looking at?
But
is that what
I
that
saw
is?
The exact same picture
backpack.
On a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Exact same picture on a t-shirt.
Hmm. Yeah, I do kind of wonder why a Goofy movie is randomly having a moment, at least in terms of merchandise. Because, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It was never, like, one of the big Disney movies that at the time that it came out. Like, there were no theme park rides based on a Goofy movie. Did they even have, like, a McDonald's kids meal? Maybe they did. No, because I feel like most of the merchandise, if any, was always about the television show, the cartoon, where Max is several years younger. I feel like stuff was never based on the movie specifically.
Yeah, right, because the TV show and the movie are vaguely separate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I hate to disappoint you.
Oh?
It looks like they had a McDonald's Happy Meal for an extremely goofy movie, the direct-to-DVD sequel.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, and they had one
actually,
for
I've
goofy
never,
movie.
I've never seen an extremely goofy movie.
Only for figurines. It's Goofy in his fishing outfit, Bigfoot. It's Roxanne. It doesn't look much like her, but she's got realistic hair. She's got, like, real hair, as opposed to her entire body being plastic, oh, like all the other characters. Maybe that's why she looks a bit odd. And then Max in the Powerline outfit.
That Max toy looks pretty good, actually.
He's in the middle of moonwalking, that is moonwalking, yes.
Why did they pick Bigfoot and not, like, Pete or PJ or or the singer from the band, Powerline? Why isn't there a Powerline figure? Is it Bigfoot?
Max is wearing the Powerline outfit, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I guess they couldn't repeat that.
I would want to know the process, too, of how they decided PJ was okay to be in the movie, but not the rest of the family from the TV show. Because I thought the argument was we can have Pete because he's a Disney classic character, but I don't remember seeing PJ in anything else.
Wait, are there other family members?
Yeah, he has a wife. Pete has a wife and kids.
Oh.
In Goof Troop.
Yeah, I really don't remember the TV show all that well.
Me neither, but I just remember there was a family, not just... Yeah, no, I remember he had a wife who balanced out his personality. He had a wife. She didn't put up with his garbage.
I want to say the movie actually came before the TV show. I wonder if that's true.
I don't think so. I think it was... They were making an adaptation of the TV show.
1995. Oh, geez, you're right. I wasn't even close. Goof Troop was 92. Wait, that can't be right. Goof Troop was only... They only made episodes from September to December 1992?
Is that... they did a full 65-episode series? Yeah. Yep, that's what happened. I think they probably, like, released them in 3 months. Mm-hmm. I don't think they made an entire series.
Gosh, that's wild.
Months.
Yeah, Goof Troop entirely existed in the tail end of 1992. And you're right, Goofy Movie didn't come out till 1995. How do you like that? Okay, yeah, then that is strange that there weren't more characters from the television show in the movie.
I guess, nope, it's saying right here, PJ or Pete Jr. is actually one of the Disney classic characters. Showed up in a Donald Duck short back in the day, 1942. Was his first appearance. So I guess that's why it was safe to keep him in the movie. Because he technically wasn't only from the TV show.
Should we get back to talking about game development for a little bit?
Yeah, what do you have anything new to say about Cat President, the mom's game? I did see the blobby alien. Game. I should be able to fix the mouth. Like, the one corner of the mouth looks a little broken. I would fix that.
His teeth are kind of all over the place, yeah.
I feel like that helps the effect.
I did actually enjoy it. I like how the top of his head has a very unusual shape to it, and I'm not sure how I ended up with that, because, like, the way the art generator I'm using works is, like, you sort of do it section by section. So I created, basically, his torso and the bottom part of his head in one section, and then I moved the frame upwards to tell it to generate the top of his head. And I kind of thought it was just going to, you know, square him off, give him a flat head. But no, for some reason, it gave him this large... cone head style protrusion and these like weird orange bat wing ears.
Yes.
Which I think at least gives him a unique identity. Like, I feel like without that, he sort of has a generic orc look to him.
Yeah.
But this is like, with that protrusion, it makes him a very more unique looking character. I do appreciate that. Yeah, with, let's see, with the mom's game, I've been, like, yeah, going through it. You updated a lot of the dialogue, too, sir, so there hasn't been a ton for me to do with that, so things are going quite quickly. It's just a lot of, like, updating music and sound effects, mostly. I'm toward the end of the first pathway. I'm probably going to be starting in the endings pretty soon, I think, probably this week. I spent, like I was saying before, today was mostly just adding that little video at the end of a puzzle. So that's been fun. Yeah, I don't know if I have anything in particular I wanted to talk about. I since I did so much of the art generating up front, I there isn't a ton of that left for me to do except some of the characters and some of the later pathways. Actually, I guess there's still quite a few characters left. Dr. Braxton Hicks and Dwayne and Senator Greedsmore.
I wonder if it's going to try to make it look like the real Dr. Braxton Hicks.
I guess it depends on if I type Dr. Braxton Hicks into the art generator. I could literally type in, like, give me an anime version of the historical figure Dr. Braxton Hicks.
Oh, man,
and see what
Dr.
happens.
Braxton Hicks had some major mutton chops going on.
Yeah, cool.
They've got two different pictures of him and his mutton chops. That's nice. One where they go down past his chin and connect at the bottom, and then one where they just go down to his chin.
Did you see the art it gave me for Gerald slash the guard character?
I did. Wasn't that like a helmet?
Yes, it's this big, enormously beefy man with this weird helmet that covers his entire head and his face. It looks like kind of a big sock. And then these big, I think the art generator was trying to make horns, but it definitely looks like two gigantic yellow eyebrows to me.
I was going to say eyebrows too. Yeah.
The plus side with that one is you don't have to make too many variations on him, I would imagine, because he doesn't really have a face.
It's great.
Don't have to worry about the eyeballs either. That'll be pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I'll be messing with the artwork at some point. Not now.
Yeah,
I've been working on the scripts for Cat President 3, which you have sent back to me, and I'm sending them back to you. I think we had a couple of questions about different things. Number one was like the order of the states, because in Cat President 1, it's very clear what the three states are. Mr. Roo gives like a lecture on it. And then here in the third game, I just picked like three random states.
So that was the issue with Cat President 1, is that the impression that I get from his dialogue there is that, like, it's these three states and it's always been these three states. And then we sort of retcon that in the third game by saying, oh, they change it every primary. It's three different states every time. So I guess it's a question of which version do we want to stick with? I mean, I would imagine be kind of difficult to change it in Cat President 3 now to have it be the same three states as it is in the first game. So I don't know if we want to talk about, like, actually going back to the first game and rewriting it so that it's slightly different, or what the best solution would be.
Let's see if I can find my notes. Okay. So it was a news thing that happened actually earlier this month, February, was the Democrats voted to change the order of the first three states. Their first three states are now South Carolina, Nevada, and Georgia. So, I mean, South Carolina would be like one of the three, but
okay, so we could do something like that then. We could add a scene somewhere that says the Sharp Claws are trying to modernize the voting process, so now it's not always the same three states like it's always been. And I guess if we wanted to do that, we'd have to put that in the intro sequence so that people know that for all of the pathways. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody would notice or care. I mean, obviously you cared and noticed that, hey, this contradicts something that was said in the third game 8 years ago, but...
Yep, that's also a really good point. It's possible nobody but me will ever notice this.
The thing is, it's still tentative, the plans to switch what the first three states are. New Hampshire is putting up a big fight, which is to be expected, I suppose. They want to be the first in the nation.
Yeah.
Makes them very important if they are, I suppose. So I don't know. I feel like that'd be more something to put in like one of the other pathways. Like also, mm-hmm. we always leave the third state like up to the player, and something I thought was, well, maybe we could have the player pick what their state is, but then we'd probably have to add programming somewhere. Like every time a state is mentioned, it's like, oh, but what if the player is from New York?
Oh, you're right. Huh. Or yeah, and for that matter, we'd have to check to make sure they didn't. Yeah, they didn't type in like one of the other two main states too.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting thought, though. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I think you're right that I'm probably the only person who would ever notice this. So you're right. It probably doesn't have to go in the intro, but it might be a good idea to address it in a pathway. And I think you already do sort of address it. So maybe if we just tweak the language in that section to because I think right now the dialogue in Cat President 3 says that they change it. They've always changed it every election, and that contradicts Cat President 1. So we can change it to say something like the Sharp Claws voted this year to change it.
Yeah. Make it into a joke, DJ Nibbles changed it by accident, yeah.
Yes! Wait, that's awesome! I like that.
Poor confused DJ Nibbles, yeah.
One of America's greatest presidents.
And then, let's see, something I thought was funny was, like, five times in the, pathway number three, you're like, what is this a reference to? And it's not a reference to anything. I just wrote something weird, that's all.
I think I'm just trigger happy now because I think from watching like Let's Plays of our games and people are like, oh, that's a Nancy Drew reference, and I'm sitting there going, what? It is? I didn't know that. So now I just expect everything to be a reference to something I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that happened to me. At one point I gave up because it's like I said, hey, how's it going, or something in a video, and people are like, oh, that's a Phineas and Ferb reference. I'm like, no, it's just a generic greeting, or what you doing, or
just
whatever.
Me saying hello. Yeah.
So at that point, I'm like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, but in my revisions, I'm on the sixth and final pathway right now. I'm just starting on the last chapter of the last pathway, so... with any luck, I will have the first round of revisions done this week, early next week at the latest, probably.
Great. I've done the first three, and I still need to do 4, 5, 6, and the intro.
Right. Cool. Making very good progress, I think. Oh, yeah, and I was thinking, too, once I finish the first round of revisions, I'm going to start posting and asking for people's cat photos. So that once we're ready to start programming, I already have the cat photos ready to go. So, look for that, listeners, dear listeners, look for that on Oarok's Facebook, Twitter. I'll probably post it in Discord, too. We'll be looking for pictures of your cats to put in the game as presidential candidates and other characters.
It's interesting.
If you ever wanted your cat to run the country, this is your chance.
That's something my wife mentioned earlier today, was, it's like, how's the mom's game going? It's like, when are you going to ask for pictures? I've got some moms that are interested, and I'm like, what?
Oh.
We're doing AI art. Well, I don't know how...
Oh, no.
I didn't get any more details. I don't know why she's, I guess, chatting up this game with the other moms. I don't know if that would be something they'd be very interested in playing.
Oh, no. We've made a huge mistake. We should have used people. Actually, speaking of AI art, that's something I've been toying around a little with Cat President. I don't know if I'm going to end up using it, but I've been... whenever I come across a character that I'm like, huh, this is a cat that's going to require some Photoshop for me to do, I've been trying to instead run the prompt through the art generator and see if it can generate an interesting... semi-realistic looking cat picture for me. Like, there's a part where we could theoretically have a cat with a weapon, and I'm like, all right, give me a photo of a cat with a knife. or a cat with tentacles, or or stuff like that. With mixed results. I've posted on my personal Twitter account at Paul M. Franzen some of the more disturbing outputs that the art generator has given me, but I've also saved some of the ones that I thought actually looked kind of good and might be usable.
Why is there a cat with a weapon? Oh no. I should probably know because I've read half the game recently.
Yeah. No, this is from the path I'm working on right now, and it's 100% a character that you did not actually envision as a cat, the bank robber.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It just occurred to me that maybe this could be a cat with wielding a knife. Maybe that would be interesting looking. So I was just playing around with that in case that was something that worked out. Who knows if it actually will or not.
Obviously
does not have to actually be a cat. And for that matter, they don't have to have a weapon. The character is not described necessarily as having a weapon. That said, I did get one really cool one of a cat holding a gigantic knife in its teeth.
Oh no.
So who can say for sure if that's going to end up in the game or not? Yeah, I've got... Oh, yeah, I've got a AI cat Girl Scout. Oh, I tried some of your Sherlock Holmes character, Sherlock Bones. I tried generating some of him. Actually, ooh, this one came out really well.
There's like hundreds of Sherlock Bones characters, I think. Or at least there's got to be at least 2 dozen.
Oh. I'm putting one of them in the Discord chat that I think looks pretty good. Like, it obviously, like, none of these come out perfectly, so they're, like, for any of these I'd want to use, I'd still have to touch up by hand, like, whether it's fixing the eyes or just making stuff look more even and neat.
But, oh, yeah, that Sherlock Bones looks great. That's really fantastic.
It's pretty good, right?
It's got the hat. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I haven't read that pathway since I wrote it, so I know there's something going on with that. Bank robber character.
I'm sorry, the cat is holding a knife in its paw, and it actually didn't turn out as good as I thought it would.
Oh no. Don't get in a fight with that cat, jeez.
You should also see, wait, one more. This is great audio. If you're listening to this, you can check out some of the pictures that I'm posting them in the Discord channel right now. Here's one where a cat is holding a gun, which also will not work. I just enjoyed this picture.
Looks like a Star Wars picture, actually.
Yeah, because the problem with some of these too, when I'm trying to give the cats like human attributes, like holding a knife, they also tend to make the cat look semi-human. So this one sort of looks like a human body, but with a cat head and cat hands, which is not really how we describe or show the characters in the Cat President universe. They are just cats. They are not part cat, part human. That would be a different game.
That'd be a cool looking game. I don't know.
Maybe we can start introducing hybrids in Cat President 4, Run for Your Life. Maybe that's why you have to run for your life, because the cat-human hybrids are coming.
They're after you.
Yes. Oh, that'll be the post-credits sequence in Cat President 3 is the scientist character experimenting with cat and human DNA.
Oh, no.
So yeah, that's something I've been toying around with. Yeah, so I would say both Cat President and the Mom's Game are both progressing really well, and maybe one of these days we'll even finalize what we want to call the Mom's Game. We have some very good contenders. I don't know, maybe at some point we should pick the best ones and run some polls on Twitter, see what other people like,
yeah,
or if other people have suggestions too.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's something we should do in the next couple of weeks. We can each pick like our top names, and we can see where you and I match with what our favorite names are, and then we can do some polls online, something like that.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a note to do that.
Yeah, I'll try to remember it. I mean, I guess that's about it for what I've done this past month. Just gonna keep going through the scripts and send them to you when I'm done.
Yay.
Oh, I think wasn't there another place where I had running jokes and you didn't think it was a running joke?
Oh, yeah.
You deleted the first instance of something,
so
and then,
the
oops,
where...
it's a running joke.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, where it was, you reference a bunch of, God, it's kind of a spoiler to say, but it's a certain type of movie, a movie genre. you make the character kind of lists off a bunch of movies, and I wasn't really feeling it, and then so I rewrote that part, and then it kept coming back several times in that pathway, and then it came up again in the next pathway.
Yeah.
Oops. I guess that's why I should read the entire script before making changes, like a good editor would do.
I suppose. Yeah. So you said we had some listener
questions.
That
takes so long. Yeah, we got a couple. This one I think we could bang out pretty quickly because we've been talking about it all episode. So Joe Reviewer over on the Discord asks, do you fear that soon AI will be able to make better video games than humans can? And then he has 4 question marks at the end of it.
With visual novels, they need somebody to make good pictures. They need to fix that. But
yeah,
I don't know about the scripts, though.
I don't know. I feel like, gosh, I feel like visual novel is the most AI adaptable genre right now because a lot of it is just text and pictures, and that's something that AI can do semi-competently. Now, whether, you know, the best AI art and text would be as good as even like a middling author slash artist, like I don't know if that's the case yet. I don't know if it's quite there. We're not, Michael and I at least aren't at the point yet where we're entirely trying to AI generate a game, but I do as we've shown throughout this podcast, I we have been using it as a tool, and I think it can be quite valuable for that, especially in terms of filling in some of the gaps in our skill sets. Like I think it's been doing a great job of generating the initial art design for us to then, or more Michael than me, but for us to then touch up and adapt for the game. I think it's been an incredibly useful tool for that.
And I feel it's been useful to, you know, just write a punchline or a cat reference. Like, for example, it's like, I just need the name of a song, get me a fictional song about cats. And the AI is able to do that pretty quickly.
Oh, that's cool.
Which, yeah, I mean, that's sort of like making it write. It's good at doing puns like that, because those are easy jokes to write, I believe. I could be wrong.
Yeah, so I don't think we are yet going to be replaced by robot overlords who will make all of our games for us. But, you know, we're getting there. The other question we had was from Timothy Mark, also on Discord. What are your childhood games? What games do you still play to this day just for that hit of nostalgia? I'll give my answer first. Curse of Monkey Island, Adventures Through McDonaldland, CD-ROM, and Zumbinis. That was all Timothy's answer, not mine. I feel like we've talked about stuff like this before, obviously Monkey Island for me, but I will say that the first game that I have any memory of playing was the original Super Mario Brothers game, and that is not a game that I really go back to maybe once every like 15 years because I'm not good at it and I don't think it's very fun. That said, I do very often go back to Mario's 2, 3, and World. I love all of those games. They're all from my childhood. Mario World, especially, like Super Nintendo was the first system that like felt like my system. And Super Mario World was the first game we got with that because it came packaged with it. And I love that game to death, but I love all three of those Mario games to death. I also replay Secret of Mana probably every 5 years or so. I'm actually DMing. I'm the dungeon master for a Dungeons & Dragons campaign right now based on Secret of Mana. So that's been a lot of fun. That also illustrates how much I like that game. What about you, Michael?
Let's see. I think I had a similar situation with RNES, which is it was the Super Mario Brothers games, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games, the 2 DuckTales games. But I really haven't gone back to these games. I guess it's because I do like video walkthroughs on YouTube. My strategy is more like I play a game once and then never again. The Humongous Entertainment games were really good, though. I like the Pajama Sam ones. I'm sure if I went back, I'd still enjoy them.
Oh, did you play those? Did you play those growing up? Because I know you've played them on your channel before, I think.
I didn't 100% play them growing up. I definitely must have played them before college or high school, even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I recently played the 5 Freddy Fish games on my channel with my daughter, and she seemed to really like that. Oh. So that was fun.
Did you ever play this Adventures Through McDonaldland CD-ROM game that Timothy mentioned? Because I know you talked about before playing the NES McDonald's game.
Yeah, no, I only played the NES McDonald's game. I've never heard of Adventures Through McDonald's Land.
Me neither.
Is it McDonald's Land? Yep, nope. CD-ROM 1997.
Wonder what sort of game this is.
It looks like a platformer. It certainly does. It looks like a wannabe Sega... What's the... Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh, this is a...
Because he's collecting rings.
This is a
yeah.
weird-looking game. These are some extremely 1997 visuals. Ronald is made up of, I believe, 6 polygons. I can count them. Sorry, I shouldn't make fun of this game. It's one of Timothy's favorite games growing up. I'm sure it's wonderful.
Ronald has a big smile on his face.
I guess that's about it, unless there's anything else you wanted to talk about.
No. I think we're all covered for the month.
Then I guess that about does it for this month's episode. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Paul M. Franzen, and Michael is at Arglefump, spelled exactly as it sounds. You can check out all of our games on PC and console, or just visit orock.com for the complete library. Our theme song is by Fifth Avenue. You can check them out on SoundCloud. And finally, if you have any questions about game development or our game specifically, we would love to hear them. Post them in the Discord or email them to podcast@orock.com. Is there anything you'd like to add, Michael?
Nope.
Cool. All right. See everyone next month.
All right. See you in March.
Assuming we have enough podcast minutes on our podcast provider.
The story will be told. Go!
Did you ever play the Goof Troop Super Nintendo game?
I did not.
Oh, me neither.
Oh.
So there's nothing to talk about there.